Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a rainy day version of the lighter side of the news with Christine and Salt.
Oh, is it raining?
I know, it's hard.
We got the blinds out over there,
The blinds are up. Mark the Shark said it was raining. So.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Nobody What's going on that. This morning?
All right. Well, I told you about something disturbing that people are doing with toothpaste that you need to stop doing.
Wait, let me guess. Is it being inserted in an orifice like the nose?
Not really, but kind of in a roundabout way. Without getting us in trouble with the FCC,
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to tell you the story.
Okay.
People are using toothpaste, and they're rubbing it on their midsection in order to extend the life of arousal.
Oh, my goodness. Doesn't that burn?
That's exactly why people are saying, please stop doing
this. What's wrong with you? It's just obvious.
People get, you know, these things in their head and they think, oh, this will help. It doesn't.
Minty fresh equals tingling ouch.
Pharmacists say the peppermint oils and other chemicals in toothpaste, including bleaching agents, can be extremely irritating to the sensitive skin of that area. You risk a mild burn.
Wait a minute. What's next? White strips down there?
Please stop it. Speaking of people doing odd things, the newest way people are sexting each other instead of actually like sending it on your phone via the text app.
Yeah.
They're sharing Google Documents.
Oh, okay. In the
so
cloud.
Basically, instead of a wife, you know, my wife yesterday said to me, hey, could you share your work calendar with me so that way I can see what you're doing?
Yes.
Hey, could you share the Google Doc with me of your boobs?
Wink, wink. Or just lift your shirt in person to your significant other.
What is wrong with people? I don't understand.
There's no answer to that.
Stupid criminal news of the day. A psychic from Florida managed to get $1.6 million out of a woman over the course of 7 years when she convinced the woman that she was cursed.
What?
Eventually, she admitted, though, it was a scam and was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison
this
for fraud.
Like, remember Miss Cleo? Call me now for your free
reign. Call me now for your...
She went to jail for that stuff.
Well, she died too, so...
She did?
Yeah, she died a while ago.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, so don't worry about
did
that.
Did she foresee her own
I don't believe
death?
She saw her demise.
Okay.
I don't know. And so the new camera iPhone, the iPhone's cameras have come out.
There are three cameras on
it. So the back of it is causing problems because people are seeing pictures of the camera setup. It's three cameras, then the flash, and then also another little circle, another little hole for a microphone on the back of it. And people with tripopophobia.
It means you're afraid of the things that come in threes.
No, you're afraid of cluster of holes.
Cluster.
So people that really are scared of that Shia LaBeouf movie, Holes, are mad at the new iPhone.
Side note, great name for an indie band, Cluster of Holes.
That's just
Love
weird.
It.
But yeah, so people are up in arms about that and they don't know what to do about it.
I don't think that new design is going to last because it really does. It looks like spider eyes or it's freaky. It does not look good.
I think it'll be fine.
No, it doesn't look good.
It's just a camera.
What chaps my ass is I just got a new iPhone because my old one was busted.
Oh yeah, you never get one in September.
Wait, I got a new one. It's more expensive than the ones that just came out. How did that happen?
Oh my God. All right, the finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame are out. This year's class of inductees. It looks like it's going to be Magic, the Gathering cards, He-Man, Matchbox cars.
He-Man, yes.
I loved He-Man.
Of course.
Nerf guns, Risk.
Risk is a great game if you can figure it out.
Okay. The top, like an actual top.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know? And the smartphone. The smartphone is on the list of...
It's too soon for it to be inducted into the Hall of
Fame. These are
the
finalists. We don't know who's actually going to be going in, but we do have some of the old throwback commercials. The Toy Hall of Fame is crazy because think about it. The rubber ball is one of the inductees.
Well, that's a classic toy. It should
I know,
be.
But it's just, that's
Slinky
one of the obvious ones.
Slinky just got in. It wasn't My Little Pony the one where a bunch of guys got in on that, like the My Little Pony.
They go to conventions dressed as My Little Ponies, and they're called bronies. No, they're called bronies.
I mean grown men into My Little Pony.
Yes, it's disturbing.
They're bronies.
Yes, they should stop.
I think you're right.
I'm creeped out now. Please hit the music.
Okay. 96.5 TIC.